Hello, this is Adrian from Brainstorming with Adrian. And thank you so much for listening in, tuning into the podcast. Here you can learn so much. We talk about everything from astrology, tarot, healing, health, love, relationships, podcasts, blog posts, business, everything, travel, you name it. It's pretty much here because we brainstorm about all of that here. So welcome, settle in, enjoy yourself. This is Brainstorming with Adrian. Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, a look inside, and Adrian OBHQ and gregarious1.com and some other things I do. I'm always trying to figure out what it is I'm supposed to do, but I also know that as a number five, because I was born on the fifth, but also because I have Mercury in my first house and there's some other factors, Neptune on the midheaven. I don't really know what it is I want to do or what it is I'm really meant to do. I mean, they all tell you to niche down and don't be a jack of all trades or a Jill of all trades. But I fear that that's really what I am. And that's where I do the best. But I also have another theory, okay? I've been doing this astrology thing for years, and I just feel like everything I do is for my posterity. I really believe that people won't know who I am until I'm dead. Now, I know that sounds horrible, and most people don't think that way, but I know I have Neptune on the midheaven, opposing the moon in the fourth house. And it just means that people won't know who I am until I'm dead. And my son's in the 12th house too. It just is what it is. Pluto's in the 8th house. My sun and moon are in a grand trine with Pluto. So it's a water trine, earth trine. And my son's on the ascendant. So I'm supposed to do everything I'm doing, right? But like from the background, like not to experience it in this lifetime, but maybe in the next. I don't know. I was also told by an Eastern astrologer that nothing would happen for me until after the age of 58. So I'm 60, so I've only had 2 real years of life, I guess. Crazy, right? Like no one wants to be born with a chart with Saturn in the freaking first house. It was a nightmare. It was my chart ruler too. So, you know, I've gone around a couple of revolutions. So I guess I'm free and clear until I'm 84 now, but what the heck? Anyway, one of the other things I realized about my chart is I got the Van Gogh thing, you know, it's the 12th house sun. There's so many people that have the 12th house sun and they're not recognized until they're gone. I always talk about that, but it's true. Now, I've got this book out. It's called The Mandela Effect Chronicles, and I invite everybody to get it. You can get it by going to clicktree.com. That's clicktree with a K. It's clicktree.com/, you know, the forward slash Mandela Effect. So just go to clicktree.com with a K, clicktree.com/Mandela Effect, and you can get the book or at least find out about it. But yeah, it's worth it. It's 200 pages almost of great information. And I think this is a subject that more people are going to start talking about. Why do I believe that? Well, one of my videos has almost 250,000 views. I mean, that's crazy. It's talking about the Mandela effect. It's not that special. It's just, it is that people recognize that this is happening. It's happening on a major scale, but I see it particularly with the Trumpers. Like, I don't know if they're gaslighting us, because I heard a guy, Ben Mycelis on the Midas Touch, who must have said they're gaslighting us like 20 times, because I guess after a while you become a little incredulous, like there's no way they can't be aware that, you know, we're dealing with this criminal mind. But some people claim not to know what happened in the last presidency. These are things I'll never forget, right? Insurrection, and I mean, people died. I hate it when they downplay it, because people died. It doesn't get much more serious than that. So when they're like, oh, protect them, or it wasn't that serious, I'm like, what in the parallel worlds are we looking at here? Like, what world are you in? I don't know a world where that type of behavior doesn't get jail time. I can't even comprehend doing something like what occurred. It's not in me, but you know, I personally believe those who try to protect them and say it didn't happen, I believe they're also traitors. I really do. I believe that anybody who believes that our president, who is our president, is not our president, has a problem. They've been listening to a liar who has been putting it in their head that's not your president. I don't know about you, but I voted for him, and Joe Biden is my president, okay? And has been for several years now. And I think he's doing a darn good job, and I applaud him for the job he's doing, considering the type of nonsense that's been going on in the most heinous ways. And those of us who can see it clearly. There are some people who claim they can't see. And that's why I say, is it the Mandela effect? Are we actually living in some form of alternative universes? Is there a parallel universe? Were, you know, some people living in some other reality while I was living in another? I mean, I am... not conservative, okay? I'm from Seattle. That should be everything you need to know. I mean, I've lived here for 13 years. But I saw what I saw. I mean, most of it was televised. I have podcasts of me and other women on iHeartRadio right now that you can go and listen to, where it's all around the time of the insurrection. So it's all of her outrage about it, the discussion about it, all of that. So it's raw, because it's real, okay? It's not some news channel who's piping in some preconceived whatever they wanted you to hear. It's the way we really felt at that moment in time. It meant something to all of us. And we saw what we saw, and we knew and still know what we know. We know what we saw. That was horrifying. I can't even comprehend how horrifying that was. That's why they're all getting such horrendous jail sentences. But I mean, come on, please. When people try to gaslight us about what they did, that was absolutely horrifying. And there's nothing anyone can say to make what they did any less horrifying. People died, you guys. Some were injured. I mean,
it was bad, okay? So stop it. There's something wrong with people who lie about something that millions of people saw. Millions. It's such a slap in our faces to make pretend it didn't happen the way it happened, and to blame the victims for what happened. AOC had said something a few weeks back. I've got it on my TikTok, but it brought me to tears. Literally, because people forget they were coming in there to kill her. And then people tell her like to calm down, or like she imagined it. I freaking watched that on TV with bated breath. I was scared for her too. So come on, you guys. I know they don't like this saying, but I'm going to freaking say it. Wake up. I don't know what kind of cocktail they got you on, what kind of brainwashing has gone on, but it's time to just be in reality. It's going to be better for all of us if we just accept the reality that is this reality in this world, right here, right now. Because in this reality, that man has 91 charges. And I've seen some people beat out some charges, but I ain't never heard of somebody who can beat out 91. And that just tells me also that in there are some real charges. Don't buy that BS that this is some government, whatever. You know, that's the craziest excuse I've heard. And the fact that some of you buy that. Anybody who did these things would be in the same predicament. Think about what he's being charged with. Can you even comprehend if this was, say, Obama or Clinton, either Clinton, even a Bush? I can't imagine anybody getting away with it, really. I just can't. You know that doesn't exist. So stop asking the rest of us to accept your jaded reality. I mean, if that's your private AI moment or whatever you're going through, I don't know how you can even fake it. Now, I know some people, there's a big thing that's going around. Rachel Maddow put it out. People are afraid. They're just scared. And I mean, I'm just saying the truth. I'm not saying it, but it is what it is. I mean, we can all try to hide the truth, but it is what it is. How can we hide reality? And that's what I mean by, is this the Mandela effect, or is this just people lying? They really actually do know what's going on, but they want to make pretend that it's not happening or it didn't happen. Because for some of these people, if it's true that they don't know, I feel sorry for them, because this information is readily available, most of it on Google. I mean, this is just facts. And this is why a lot of, there may be some issues in the courtroom, because a lot of what they go on is not fact. It's hearsay, it's hopes, it's pointing fingers, but it's not fact. We're dealing with fact, and court cases deal with facts. And we all have to accept the facts, okay? And not fight with one another, because facts are facts, you guys. It is what it is. It did happen, as they say. RICO case, yep. Owe billions of dollars to New York, yep. Sexual predator for Eugene Carroll, yep. Was the other one. There's just so many, right? There's so many. I heard there's even a murder case that he petitioned to put on hold because with all this other stuff. But that's for someone who died in January 6th. They're actually suing him personally. I mean, and of course you wouldn't want that case to be won, because then that would pretty much kill every other case he's got. He would then be officially guilty of what occurred if he loses that murder case, right? So I think that's why they want to have that case later than not maybe hoping that he would get into office. My thing is, why would we want that? That's nuts. This whole thing is distasteful. Even this conversation right now, distasteful. I don't even like talking about it. I don't even like listening to him. I try not to. I believe there's some kind of mind control in it. You know, my daughter and I were laughing about the fact that he's always talking about the windmills. The windmills. I don't know if anyone listens to Trump, but apparently she does. And she was cackling about the windmills. I guess he has been talking a lot about wind. See, this is what I'm saying. This is probably some kind of code. I don't understand it because I don't really listen. I try not to. But everyone's different. I had made a post. It actually started as a duet from someone else's post. But it's documented that in the 4 years that he was actually in office as president, he lied over 30,000 times. Hold on. I said over 30,000. 30,000. That's a lot of lies. In my whole life, I don't think I've told that many lies. Now, as an astrologer, I know it's because he's a Gemini with a Leo rising. It has to be bigger, better lie than any other lie. You understand? Gemini's lie, and then the Leo, it's got to be flashy with it. So he doesn't care. He just lets the lies fly. He gets off on that. It's Gemini. Geminis love that, remember? The Cheshire Cat, Gemini. I just don't understand how people are not connecting the dots on who we're dealing with. And then they'll come out and say something like, Joe Biden, I'm like, Joe Biden? Sleepy Joe? Isn't he a Libra? He ain't doing crap. Joe Biden is not trying to do nothing but be comfortable. This is the man I think it is, whether he's the Scorpio or if he's the Libra with the, you know, basically ruled by Venus. All he wants is Venus stuff. That's why he's so relaxed all the time. People think it's because he's old. No, it's because he's Venus ruled. He just wants to chill. And so do I. That's why I like him. I don't like all that screaming and lying. Who wants all that screaming and lying? Because the last presidency was really bad. And all the screaming and lying never amounted to anything. It was the worst presidency we ever had. That's a proven fact. It's proven. So, I mean, there's a lot of hatred for the current president, but it doesn't amount to anything. That's why they keep saying, well, show the proof. There's no real proof of anything. Because the man's old. And I've been having this argument over on TikTok. He worked as a government, high top level government official. Either as president, vice president. I mean, he was vice president for 8 years, okay? We're talking about somebody who's been making high level of money for 51 years. There are some of you out there who are not even 51 years old. So the idea that someone could work that long and people are incredulous that he would amass millions of dollars. Because, I mean, come on, even just the 8 years alone as being the vice president, he probably made about, what, $4 to $8 million minimum, depending on if he was putting his money away. Because don't forget, money compounds. Like, if all he had to do was be smart enough to put something away 50 years ago, and he's a multimillionaire. So when people talk about, the money, because I remember I had put an IRA away back in the 80s and I went to go get it and something had happened. I was so hurt because, you know, the money's supposed to compound. People forget that. 51 years? Look, if you're not a multimillionaire after 51 years of living in that high level of luxury, because they've been living good for 51 years that I could see. So at what point would he not have invested or made enough money after all of this success? He is not his son. Okay, his son has his own issues. But I would say any investment that he's made, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is after 51 years. It could just been sitting in the bank accruing interest after all these years. Even if he just put $100 away for the last 51 years and just let it roll on interest, he would still be a multimillionaire. And that is not including the rest of his salary, which also would amount to millions. 51 years is a long time, y'all. So when I hear people talk about, well, how did he get all that money? Well, some people would have had even more. 51 years? Heck, Beyonce and Jay-Z got more than that than he has. And they are not even half his age. I'm just saying. It's about what you do with the monies, not how much you got. And the fact that you're sitting around there, you know, just questioning that he had it, like he had the right to live that way. After 51 years, he can live any way he wants. He's been helping to run this country for 51 years. He better be living in some kind of luxury. You guys are not making any sense. Look, if Jared and Ivanka can walk away and end up with billions with a B after what? Trump's 1 year horrible term, then anything is possible because they can't explain why they got those billions of dollars. And until they can really do that, I don't want to hear nothing else. I'm just saying. We're not pointing the fingers where they need to really go. People are, like I said, what reality are they in? Can they not see the obvious things that are apparently occurring? Like the obvious, also obvious. Like, come on, you guys, really? And I guess really they don't want us to tell the truth, because when I listen to the news media, I've had my TV cut off for over a week. Why should I watch TV? They just lie. So I can't count on television for anything. As far as news, that's not news. That's some kind of payola or something. There's a reason why the truth is not being told, but it's not being told. So why spend my time and energy watching something that isn't going to tell me anything? I'm just saying. I guess I'm picky. Anyway, I don't know why I had this urge to come and talk about this. I forget what I originally started talking about because it all descended into that. But I don't think that's where my mind originally was. I'm trying to remember what it was I was originally talking about. Whatever it is, I've already said it, so it must have meant to be said. I just feel that there's a lot going on. And I think it's really important that we do stay in reality. I mean, if I do look at the news on like YouTube or something, right? But that's only for that purpose. I avoid all commercials and stuff like that. I believe there's some kind of mind control. There's also peer pressure and fear, because some people think it's all about the fear. You know, that's what happens when these kind of cult-like things happen. But just make sure you stay tuned into good news. I have been saying this a lot, and I'm going to say it here on the podcast. I get my news from the Midas Touch. That's the Midas Touch. It's spelled M-E-I-D-A-S Touch. The Midas Touch. Or just type in Midas Touch, M-E-I-D-A-S Touch. And they have a website, so you can go to MidasTouch.com or you go to YouTube at Midas Touch. TikTok at Midas Touch. They're everywhere because they are amazing and they give great news. They are actual legal professionals. They're attorneys, and Michael Cohen is one of the people who has shows there. But they are really down and dirty and gritty, and they tell the truth, and I respect them a great deal because they tell the truth. And you guys, I realize I went live without having hot tea. And although I'm sipping on water after 20 minutes and I'm just recovering from being ill, I can tell my voice is very, very rough, so bear with me. And you can probably tell I'm drinking on water. But I also want to thank you for letting me kind of just purge there, because there's a lot going on and everybody feels different about it. And I don't want to shame anybody for how they feel. But, you know, when you stop and you look at the facts and you just wonder, how are you living in a way that you don't get to see or know the actual facts? And it makes me say that you must pull away from the brain freezing that's occurring. Like, if you're right wing, and only you know, and it's none of my business, but if you are and you're only looking at right wing materials, then you're only going to get right wing information, and you're not going to get the facts because they're hitting them now. That man is being charged with 91 counts. So you have to go outside of your comfort zone and look for facts. If all you do is listen to the man who's being accused of being the criminal, then all you're hearing is the criminal side. I want you to understand that, because occasionally I will put on something like The Hill or something, because just so I know what the other side is saying. So I know the lies that are being told. I mean, I try not to go into debate with them, but here's what I notice. If that guy, DJT, comes out and he says something and he posts it or he makes a video, within hours, other of his followers, MAGA, they begin repeating what he said as though it is the gospel truth. And then it becomes a lie. That's how the big lie got started. That's how all these lies about Joe Biden, about what's going on in our nation, about everything is getting started. Someone said recently a video that he made was 90% or more lies. That means every time you listen, you're listening to lies. And I just can't understand how other people don't know these facts when they're readily available. If you Google this, or if you just stay aware, or if you listen to the Midas Touch, themidastouch.com, or the Midas Touch on YouTube, or the Midas Touch on Twitter. It'll give you all the real facts that you need to know on what's really going on in the world today, especially in American politics, especially with Trump. They really stay on him, and they stay on the court part, you know, the court cases, because they're attorneys. So, of course, for them, they're having a field day, because this is like an attorney's dream to have these many facts. And since they've been reporting on these facts for like 4 or 5 years, they are almost like a resource of factual data. It's incredible. So I invite you all to find them and get this data, get the facts, not stuff that just made up suddenly because a certain person is running for office, but facts that have been facts for years, not just the last couple of days, weeks, or months. Anyway, I think I have ranted enough, and here I found that I have been ranting yet again. But there's so much of this going on that I had to come and tell my side of everything. This has been Adrian. You can learn more and follow me at gregarious1.com. That's gregarious, the number 1.com. And my website, adrianobhq.com, or astrologyalookinside.com, or getmearealcareer.com, or getmearealjob.com. I got websites everywhere. Much love to you. And many blessings. It's always a pleasure. Talk to you soon. Bye.